The best new music with Bridget Huskley.
Good night on Triple J.
And that's what we're doing right now because I'm joined by two lovely ladies who are behind, I've got to say, one of the biggest summer anthems in Come Along featuring A-Girl. It's Savannah and Bryony from Kinder. Girls, how's it going?
Good.
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited that we get to chat and we get to listen to your new single. First of all, where are you guys right now for this premiere?
We're back in Malin.
Malin represent.
Yeah.
Do you guys get to go home often?
Yeah, we're kind of back and forth from Sydney. It's not too far. So it's, yeah, we try and get back when we can.
Yeah, nice. And hey, exciting times recently on the live music front. Tell us about the epic shows you've been doing over the past month or so. You got to support a huge international pop superstar, right?
Yeah, we supported Rita Ora like a month ago, which was so much fun. It was really scary because we've never done a show like that because we didn't DJ. We just sung live.
Ah.
Yeah, it was our first time. But, yeah.
It was a good experience.
Yeah, it went well. She was really lovely.
And so you got to meet her?
Yeah. She was so sweet. Yeah, she came in just before we went on.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I think we're going to be talking a bit more about the live music front in a second because it kind of ties in with this new single, which is following up Come Along. So this one, I mean, it sounds a bit darker. This, like, Come Along was such a vibrant, tropical party anthem of sorts, but this new single definitely does have a darker element, a bit more of a techno influence as well in comparison. And you have made, I guess, taken into account the live music aspect of performing this song, right? So what can you tell us about the new track?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always kind of played the late night sets in the clubs, like before we were actually putting out our original music. So we kind of wanted to just go back to that, back to our roots of, you know, those 2 a.m. kind of sets.
Nice.
So, yeah, so a lot of our stuff, original stuff prior to this was a bit lighter, but now we're kind of merging the two and we found this kind of happy medium where we can kind of have both.
Yeah, it's a great balance and it's still, you know, real energy packed. And also I want to talk about the sweet sentiment behind the song too because it pays tribute to a loved one, yeah?
Oh yeah, dad.
Daddy Kofi.
Yeah. He's always late, so am I. And so when I first wrote it, I was like just thinking about how I always like miss the bus and I'm always on the other side of the road and I just see the bus drive straight past me. My dad's similar and we always laugh and joke about being on African time because he's always late. So African time is like it's a running joke within the community. They, you know, we say we're going to be there at 3, but we end up there at 5. So that's kind of the idea behind it.
Do you know what? One of my biggest kicks in life is watching people run to miss trains. So I feel like you guys would be, and your dad, Kofi, would be the ones I'd be laughing at, right?
Yeah.
On the daily.
Yeah.
Well, let's chuck it on right now. I'm really excited for people to hear it. And make sure you text in as well, 0439757555. It is called Bus Stop. What would be, I guess, the perfect setting for people to listen to this song? Like, would it literally be a bus stop or would it be at a festival, at a beach party? Like, what do you kind of visualize as the physical setting for this song?
I think a festival would be ideal. Yeah. I think that's the dream, is to play it to a crowd at a festival, maybe like, you know, just as the sun's going down.
Mm. Nice. Okay, sunset at a festival or maybe alternatively the 2 a.m. club vibe. Yeah. Take your pick. But, yeah, again, 0439757555. It is the premiere of Bus Stop, new music from Kinder on Triple J.
How come when I pull up to the bus stop, wheels keep turning, turning and going away?
It's new music on Triple J. You just heard it for the very first time, a premiere from Kinder called Bus Stop. I've got the girls joining us right now. How's it feel to hear that one through the speakers, ladies?
It's very exciting.
Yay.
It's been a long time coming, that one, so it's a bit surreal.
How long have you been working on it?
Over a year. We started it like February last year. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine how hard it would be just sitting on a track for so long. I'm probably one of the most impatient people, but yeah, it would just feel like such a nice relief to get it out there. Shall we check out the text line and see what people think?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Turn and 0439757555. We got Perry and Q who said, I felt like this song has lots of ideas, but it didn't feel crowded. It was a fun ride full of twists and turns. Mallory from Newcastle said, another bop from Kinder. I can't wait to dance to this next weekend when I go watch them. We'll talk about the live dates in a second. Another texter, they didn't leave their name, but they're doing like six consecutive texts. One of them says, this is actually so effing mint. Franklin from Melbourne said, this is the epitome of where I want to be at festival primetime. Insane banger. Gus from Bronte said, another doozy beat getting thrown down from Kinder. So keen about this new song. So it's looking pretty good, girls. I love, I agree with Perry in that there's lots of twists and turns and you just didn't really know what was coming up. Like, it's anthemic and melodic, but there's some subtle filth going on in there.
I think that's why it took so long to really get there, because we just had so many ideas and so we just wanted to make sure we found the right balance between them all.
Yeah, I can imagine that to be quite a process. Like, does that happen often and then you find yourself leaving, certain arrangements and elements of a track just, you know, on the bench and then you're picking them back up and you find a new home for them in a new track?
Yeah, we have done that before, because it can be really, like, hard. You just want to put everything in.
Yeah, it's like a little sonic scrap pile. That's what I'm, like, visualizing in the studio, you know, a little workshop situation. Let's talk about these live dates, because you do have quite a few coming up. You are doing a hometown show on the 7th of May at the Grand Junction Hotel in Maitland. You've got Puff Doof in Melbourne on the 5th of June and Sydney on the 12th of June. And then there's Tassie. You're doing Fresh Produce in a couple of months too. That's kind of the side festival event from the Groove and the Moo organisers. Snow Machine in Queenstown, which will be really fun in September, and then later on in the year, Perth for Wine Machine. Remember, I saw you guys at Yarra Valley. It was Hot Dub Wine Machine a couple of years ago, that one. And I love with your live show, you guys, you know, sneak in some like full on choreography vibes. Like, you guys can dance as well as DJ.
Yeah, I do remember meeting you there. we try and put a few elements in, which we've had a lot of time last year to kind of workshop that. So there'll be more of that this year.
Ah, cool. So where do you take inspiration in that regard? Do you guys look up to anyone in terms of the live performance and, you know, take notes from their performance and how you want Kinder to be, kind of represented and translated on stage?
We love artists that don't, you know, that do kind of push boundaries and kind of try and put different elements in their show.
We love the Genesis Owusu show.
Yeah, Genesis Owusu is just killing it, and just, you know, there's so many added layers, and I think that's like a real inspiration.
Yeah, he's really raised the bar. It's so exciting, so inspiring. Well, it's really exciting for you guys too with all these live dates coming up. If you want the full details, just hit up Kinder on their socials. But yeah, you just heard their brand new single For the First Time. It's called Bus Stop. Savannah and Bryony, thanks so much for jumping on to personally deliver this new anthem.
Thanks for having us.
This is Good Nights, Triple J.